I have, as promised, a special guest calling in this morning. Rachel Gisha from Two Harbors has called in. And let me see if I got you on there, Rachel. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Are you there?
I am here. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Rachel is someone I would consider one of our local experts on the practical side of things around COVID-19, i.e., what are we all normal citizens supposed to be doing in a world where everything's changing and we have a virus and we also have all these lives to live and things to purchase and people to associate with. So Rachel, I asked Rachel to come on the radio just to share with us. She's doing, she works at Lakeview. And Rachel, you've done some trainings for businesses in Two Harbors. Is that right?
Yes, a little bit. We've been doing a lot of discussion just in the hospital here about the best way to manage the spread of COVID-19 within our walls as well.
Yes. So everything we have here is coming from what you've learned and what you've been discussing with people that are focused on this. And now at least we have a few months behind us to learn some stuff. So let's start, Rachel, with masks. I know that when I have been out and about in town, you know, it just there's definitely a lot of masks out there. There's also a lot of non-masks out there. There's inside, there's outside, there's small spaces, big spaces, there's people, there's crowds, you know, there's just so many different variables. What can you tell us? First of all, can you explain a little bit of the basics behind why wear a mask? I mean, it may seem obvious, but I think it's good to point out why are masks part of our plan here?
Yeah, I agree, Katya. You know, it's difficult to know what to do because some businesses in the state of Minnesota are required to wear masks, and a lot of them, they just make their own individual decisions on what works best for them. And I think the important thing is just to really understand the science behind wearing a mask. So I can tell you a little bit about COVID-19. What we think so far is that the virus is spread through primarily respiratory droplets that come from our noses and mouths, and these are larger size droplets that will fall to the ground within 3 or what we're saying is 6 feet. So, you know, you can be exposed to these droplets, but to actually get infected or sick from the droplets, it depends on a ton of different factors, like the airflow around you, the distance you are from the person who has the virus, how long you're with that person, and just the number of live virus particles. So when you think about different things we do with our noses and mouths, we could be sneezing, right, coughing, singing, yelling, or even just talking or breathing. So there's different amounts and sizes of droplets that can travel distances and speeds that are all different. So it's really difficult to know for sure.
Right.
And we don't know the exact threshold of what we need to be contacted by to actually cause an illness. So the idea behind the mask is that, you know, because a lot of times we can spread the virus before we feel the sick symptoms of having the virus, we are covering the source. So what I mean by that is, think of a garden hose. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was watering my garden. If we turn off the water at the source, so like turning off the hose at the faucet, we stop all the water. But if we're going to go out and try to catch those water droplets once they're already in the air, that's a lot more difficult. So this is kind of an analogy to describe the purpose of wearing the mask.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily about being afraid of catching it oneself. It's about in case oneself is already a carrier, not spreading it to others.
Yeah, exactly. And I've heard and read a lot about, you know, people asking what happens if some of that mask doesn't catch all those droplets or some of them get through because of the size they are. And I guess my answer to that would be, if you do cough and you have a mask on and 3,000 infected droplets go into the air, but your mask holds in 80% of them or even 50%, that's quite a bit less of potentially infectious droplets that are going around you. And then that will decrease your likelihood of exposure causing an infection. So
Right, and I guess it's
kind of protect those around you.
Right, it's not an all or nothing world. It's a matter of degrees, and the more degrees you do, the better off people will be in general. And I know that, you know,
exactly.
Around the world, masks have been a thing. Can you speak at all to what has happened in other parts of the world with masks and any other things they've learned in other countries?
Yeah, I've read that the more people who are wearing them, then the more effective they have shown to be, and I think that the places like China, Hong Kong, and the Czech Republic have demonstrated that this has really helped them out just in decreasing the spread of the virus. And I read that even in the Czech Republic, they have a quote that says, "My mask protects you, your mask protects me." So it's really a group effort to really make this the most effective.
Right. And there are a lot of different types of masks out there. People are making masks. Obviously, seems like there's masks available in general that are, do you have anything? I mean, obviously, the better the fit, the better it works. Do you have anything you want to add to that?
Sure. Yeah. If you go to the Minnesota Department of Health website, the specifics are that they have a 2-layer of cotton and that the thread count is 180 or higher, so it's a tightly woven cotton. However, you have to make sure you can still breathe, so they should fit snug, but you should still be able to breathe comfortably. And then they should tie securely in the back or around the ears. And they should cover your nose and your mouth, and then you should be able to launder them normally, but after you're done washing it, it should still keep its shape and be able to be used again.
Yeah. So, pretty commonsensical stuff. Let's talk, Rachel, a little bit about that all air is not created equal. We have indoors and we have outdoors air. What can you tell us about the focus on being outside, especially now that summer's here and it's actually warming up, even in Two Harbors?
Yeah, I think we're really lucky in the fact that we live in a beautiful place and it's the nice weather for getting outside. And what the research has shown that the spread of COVID-19 is really a lot less in open air and places with really good airflow. So this is a great time for us to all get outside, get a bike that maybe it's been in our garage for a long time and just start riding again, or go to that park that's nearby in the state of Minnesota that you haven't been to in a long time because you've been too busy. So.
Yes.
Now is the time to get out and move our bodies and feel good.
Yes, and I like to think that in Two Harbors, it's been really windy, and I'm thinking, is this correct? I mean, my instinct tells me that wind is really good. It keeps the air moving, and so that even if, I mean, I know when I go walking along the breakwall in Two Harbors, you know, there's not, sometimes there's quite a few people. Usually it's pretty lonely out there, but the air is just about always moving through there, and so that's a relatively safe place to be with people.
Yeah, exactly. However, I do want to say that even if you are wearing a mask, it doesn't take the place of social distancing and washing our hands really well. So those are things you want to just keep your mask in your car and keep that sanitizer when you're out and about.
Yep. There's not an either or, it sounds
mm-hmm.
like. Do you have any other tips about just preventing COVID in general that you want to highlight?
Well, I think that it's difficult to understand the different types of masks that are out there, so I do want to talk just real briefly about the homemade masks versus the surgical masks.
Yeah, okay.
And, again, these are to prevent spread from ourselves to others, but they're very likely they can also help us from getting sick. It's just a matter of understanding that N95s and the face shields are the things that the medical personnel are wearing, so those
right.
are things that, you know, are different, and those are not really necessary for us out and about, but something that, you know, just to know that the homemade masks are not going to be 100% effective. So just we still need to be monitoring ourselves for signs or symptoms. And if we think we might be sick, we probably need to make it that decision to not go out and about, even though it's very tempting now with the weather and everything seeming like it's getting slowly back to normal.
Yes. Now, I know, Rachel, you've talked to store owners as well, and obviously they are all making their plans. Do you have any anything to add to that about when a person walks into a store? Obviously, we've talked about the keeping distance and the wearing the mask, but as things open up, I do think that you know, it's like everyone's got their own comfort level of like what feels okay and what feels like, oh, that's too close. I don't know. You probably just don't have any magic answers, but
Well, I know what you're saying, and I really think that just me personally being out and about the last couple of weeks is when I go to a business, I want to know what the norm is for their business, because not every business needs to follow all the same rules depending on what service line they are and their size and everything. But I want to know at that front door what is going on inside of your business and what are you enforcing. So I think with the confusion that's out there, that would be really helpful for business owners just to put that rate out there, because I've been to a business that had you walked in there and it didn't seem like anything was different. And it's kind of concerning to me. I just kind of want to know what they expect and what they're doing at their particular place.
Right. Right. And, you know, one another thing I've noticed about mask wearing is it seems very like we have a strong influence on each other. Like when if you walk in somewhere and people are wearing masks, then you're much more likely to wear your mask. And if there's nobody wearing a mask, then suddenly whoever is wearing a mask feels self-conscious. It's so funny how humans are.
It is very strange.
It's just another example, I guess, of that we are social beings, and we really do affect each other. So every time you do something, you're not only doing it for yourself, but it's people are watching, and we all are creating the culture that we are presenting to ourselves and also to the many, many, many tourists who are coming through at this time.
Yeah, and I think it will help them to feel more comfortable also if they know that your business has a well-thought-out plan. And I know that the 29th of June is when the state of Minnesota is requiring the COVID preparedness plans for certain businesses to operate, but I know there's some really good information on the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development website, or DEED, where you can find everything you need to put together a preparedness plan. And it'll give you, even if you don't do it, you can learn a lot about what you should be thinking through.
Yeah.
There's a lot of details. Or I know Janelle at the Chamber also is working with businesses on this, so she'd be a great resource as well.
Yes, and we'll have her in the station pretty soon, too, to talk about the same thing. So thank you, Rachel, so much for calling in and giving us a little time, and also just for all the work you do talking to people about this. I'm sure it can get a little tiring sometimes, but I know whenever I see you out and about, you are just smiling and ready to go with this new normal, so that's you're just a leader in our community that way, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and there is, I just learned that there's a free mask giveaway for Lake County residents in Silver Bay on Thursday, so that's June 25th at 5:30 to 6:30.
And where?
Great. The Lake Bank parking lot.
Lake Bank parking lot.
In Silver Bay.
In Silver Bay, great. And then I just want to, one more quick question. You have a number of resources for people to call here at the bottom of this sheet that you gave me. Do you want to just throw out on the air, you know, one or two of those important numbers?
Sure. Yeah, I really think right now with the way things have been going, people tend to struggle a little bit with their mental health, and that's one thing we're promoting a lot here at Lakeview is all of the resources, both locally and anonymously, just if somebody feels like their depression or anxiety is a little bit more than before, or certain habits have increased, then there's a lot of places we can go online or phone numbers. So I just learned about the Minnesota Warm Line.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks so cool.
It's a place that you can call and talk to another peer who's been there, and that might be a place that somebody would feel comfortable calling. So that looks like they're staffing that Monday through Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m., So you can look that up online, the Minnesota Warm Line, or it's 877-404-3190. But we also have our crisis text lines, and something that not everyone knows is that we've got specific to Minnesota and Lake County numbers, so you can get to your resources faster if you call the crisis text line, which is 741-741, but then text Minnesota, MN. Mm.
That is really interesting. That's great
so
to know.
So that'll get us straight to Minnesota, and then our Let's Talk Minnesota mental health hotline, there's a Lake County number, so you can get straight to Lake County specific resources by calling that number, which is 623-1800. These are all online also.
Yep. Great. Great. That's what we need.
Lastly, the MDH website, staysafeminnesota.gov, has everything you need to know about COVID-19.
Yep.
For businesses or for families.
Yeah, it seems like that's one thing that has forever changed with pandemics and epidemics, is just the amount of information available to people has really been a game changer. Thank you so much, Rachel, for calling in, and I have a feeling we'll talk to you again.
Very good. Thanks, Katya. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Rachel Gisha from Two Harbors telling us about the new normal and what we should do and why, and hopefully clearing up a little confusion.